Wednesday night, Bar Halacha or Letezvavir.
Okay, so today was Pesach Sheni, and Pesach Sheni is set up like Pesach Rishon, meaning Yud Dalet Iyar, which was Wednesday, is the day of the Shechitas HaPesach, and tonight, now, Tezvav Iyar, is when they ate the Korban Pesach Sheni. Like the same setup, you shechted Bein Arbayim on the day before, and you dalet, and you eat it at night, Tezvav. But Pesach Sheni is the day of the Shechita, not the day of the Achila, probably because in Hilchos Korban Pesach Rishon also, the Kores is, you know, but the Eved, if you don't eat it, it's still a kosher Korban. If you decide not to eat it, But the chorus is for bringing the korban, so that's really the main focus, and that's Pesach Sheni. So the minig of eating matzah, even though it's a little weird, the Achronim point out, because the eating, you're doing it lezecher. If you eat matzah, there's some people eat matzah, and it's a zecher. There's no mitzvah to eat matzah, but it's a zecher, it's a minig. So it would make a bit more sense if the zecher would be the zecher for the achilas hakorban, which was tonight, Tezvav. Most people have the minig to eat it. Those who have the minig, most of the people who have the minig eat it on Yudalit, I believe. And again, because the ikar is the carbon, the bringing of the carbon. Also, maybe it's a question of they don't want it to look like they're eating matzah as a chiyuv. So, because tonight you ate the carbon Pesach al matzah sumrorim, so you ate matzah tonight, and they don't want to do it as if there's a semi chiyuv. It's just a zecher, so it's Yudalit. Now, the Yavetz, the Yaakov Emden, he very interestingly says that 30 days, they had the matzah lasted. The matzah that they took out of Mitzrayim with them lasted, and it's sort of a zecher for that, that it lasted for 30 days after they went out of Mitzrayim. The matzah was left till now, so that's like sort of a commemoration of Yetzias Mitzrayim in that sense, that that was Nimshach up until Yud Dalid, up until from Tezvav Nisan to Yud Dalid Iyar. The Chasam Sofer makes a cheshbon that part of the celebration, a part of the celebration of Lag BaOmer, which is Yud Ches Iyar, is that's when the mon started falling. So there's a gap there between Yud Dalet and Yud Ches, or between Tezvav. But the Chasam Sofer deals with that. He says that's when they went hungry and they complained, v'chulu v'chulu. And he says part of the Lag BaOmer celebration is that's when the mon started falling. Okay, so very interesting. The whole idea of Korban Pesach Sheni, in terms of just technically, when do you get Kores? There's a three-way machlokas. It's very complicated in the Gemara. There's a three-way machlokas in the Gemara, and then there's a machlokas Rishonim, what each person is saying in the ninth perek of the Psachim. And is there chorus if you bemezid, don't bring the first, and then you beshogeg, don't bring the second, or because you can bring Korban Pesach Sheni even if you bemezid didn't bring the first. Pesach Sheni is always there, even bemezid. So what's the big deal about Tomei B'Shoye B'Derech Rechoka? See, these are all sugyas, like all sugyas, and Rambam Paskins one way, and Shver Rambam, etc., etc. Okay, that's the Kenyan Torah, very interesting Kenyan Torah. They're all interesting. Makaris Makomo is the next one. So Makaris Makomo. Yeah, you have to know where you're holding. But the Maral, very interestingly says that he knows his milus and his chesrinus. So knowing your milus is also a quality of Kenyan Torah. Again, you have to know what you're holding in terms of Bakashas MS. So if you're talking to Chavruso, you're trying to clarify the MS of what you're learning, so you have to be Makaris Makomo, Alpipashtis. It's a Kenyan Torah. But according to the Maral, he says to know your milus and your chesrinus. So to know your milus is also to realize the chashivas of learning and what you're doing for the world, what you're doing for yourself, and that's part of having the proper kavod for what you're doing is definitely part of the kinyan of Torah, because then you apply yourself to it much more, realizing the cheshivas of it. Okay.